We were on Lamed Aleph. So the Gemara notes a contradiction between our Mishnah and a Braita. Amar Yeshua ben Kavsai. Kol yamai idikarega pasuk hazeh. My whole life I used to read the following pasuk in Bamidbar. Vihizah hatahor alatameh. That the tahor person will sprinkle the paraduma waters on the tameh person. And you'll see the paraduma. It's great. Tar. So will I actually. I'm coming. We found. Tahor echad maza al tameh echad. So I used to think that what that meant is a single pure person has to sprinkle it on a single tummy person. But if a single person sprinkles it on many tummy people, or many, I guess many people sprinkle it on one, I don't know, it doesn't work. That's what I originally thought. Actually, Matia Meotzar Shel Yavne, until I learned in the storehouses in Yavne, right? We find this elsewhere in Shas, right? That they didn't always gather in
actual like tape measures.
Yeah, like they would learn wherever, whatever. But that's what I would have said this shot is, though we'll see that here it seems to be that they also learn from the actual halacha that comes from that case. Namely, that we had talked about the cases where, right, Jews, non-Jews, you're not sure who, right, whether they're taking, it's your produce, their produce, etc. So what if you had these storehouses where Jews and non-Jews would put their produce? So in the Tosefta, there's a machloket Chachamim and Rabbi Meir, what you do with that produce, and it hangs on whether you think the Kutim are Jews or non-Jews. The Chachamim thought that they were non-Jews, so the Chachamim said, Afilu kulo goyis, or Meir in the Tosefta, right? This is one of those confusing things. They expect you to know the Tosefta. Said that when you buy grain from this storehouse that is Jewish and non-Jewish produce, so if the majority are Ovdei Avodah Zarah or non-Jews, so then it's treated as Tevel. The majority are Jews, then it is Demai, and if it's Chatzi-Chatzi, so then it is Tevel. And the Chachamim say, no, even if the entire thing is owned by a goy, Yisrael echad matel betocho, but a single Jew put his produce in, so now it's not vaday tevel, so dimai. We treat it as dimai. Now, what's the machloket? So we've come to, of course, this machloket many, many times. Does kinyan is yesh ein kinyan beretz Yisrael lafkia miday? Does the ownership of a non-Jew of land in Eretz Yisrael have the ability to remove the Kiddushas? Or Meir says it does not, and therefore non-Jews are not personally chayev in Truma Maaser, so they're not gonna, and they can't be mafresh anyways, but the produce that grows in their land is produce that grows in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore is Tevel. Nevertheless, when the majority of the storehouse comes from a Jew, it is demai. But if it's 50-50, because there's a Safek d'Oraita involved, we have to be machmir and treat it as actual tevel. However, the Chachamim hold yesh kinyan, and this is spelled out here if you look in the Mara Fulda, that yesh kinyan, that there you do have the ability to remove kiddusha. I mean, therefore, the produce that grows on the non-Jews' land is patur, midoraita. It's only chayev midirabbanan. And therefore, we can be very, very makil. Hence, even if it's all non-Jews and one single Jew, right? So 99% of it we know is almost definitely tevel midirabbanan, and one of them is demai. Right, so it's Tevel b'Darabon and Demai. We can be Makel and treat it as Demai, even though most of it's Tevel b'Darabon. The whole institution is Darabon to begin with, and therefore we can be Makel. So Hadamra, now what does it have to do with anything of what we're doing? Shetahor echad maze al kama tmein. And from here we learn that a single Tahor person can sprinkle the chatat water on many tamei people. Is that clear to everybody? No, it shouldn't be clear to you, right? What are you talking about? What is going on? So the Marafulda says what you learn from here is that one accomplishes the same as a lot. And therefore, just like one unit of maiser, one unit of produce by the non-Jew, one unit of the Jew magically makes the whole thing Tamei and not Tefel. So one Jew can magically be Metayer everybody. Now, based on this, the Sefer Nir, Ridbaz, says, yeah, this isn't an actual source because, you know, this is weird. It's like, sort of. Yeah, it's like, you know, in both cases, there's one that makes a lot of kula things happen. You know, what? Yes. So now other Mepharshim look at this and say, you know, this is not obvious. Maybe you should try to actually connect these things. So if you look, just for example, right, there are explanations in many of the Achronim, but if we just look at the Pnei Moshe here, he says as follows. So he says, Mishum da have kasha le da ikra yeterahu. It's an extra pasuk. We already said it, so why do we need a second one? Loving nichal in the midrash the shinin beger nazir v'yidazar tamei kol sheish lo tara yish lo tuma fugi nachar. We didn't want to just learn it the way we learn it in the Bavli, which is that only those who are subject to tuma are subject to tara. Fine, because we have a different pasuk. Vaital la'adat b'nei Israel mishmeret. Then he says, "Ad shilamatia." What does that have to do with our halacha? Lidrash and a pasuk is mehai. The oat srash shel yavne shahoru sham chachamim mafilu kulo goy. Vali kara daidina kasha umayshaycha chiyuva de maser gabei nachrim. Hangam bim maser k'tiv gabei kiet maser bin Israel asher yarimu laHashem. Said, how could you say that there's any chiyuv maser for goyim if the pasuk says bnei Yisrael? So what does he learn? The fact that you could say that even when the pasuk says Bnei Yisrael, a goy would be chayiv in Torah Maaser, that tells you that Bnei Yisrael is not coming always to exclude goyim. But then, what is it coming to exclude? V'hadam reshit tarecha mazav yul kamet meinu krav yizah tahor la tamei lahidrasha. Yeah, to teach you that, it doesn't mean a single person, one-on-one. Bnei Yisrael is telling you that one person can be mitahir multiple people, because since it's not coming to exclude goyim, then it must be coming to exclude a single person. And the emphasis isn't Jew versus non-Jew, but is Bnei versus Ben, right? Plural versus singular. Because the fact that we can even entertain the possibility that goyim have produce which is chayev in Truman Meister, even though the pasuk says Bnei Yisrael, shows you Bnei Yisrael doesn't exclude non-Jews, it excludes, it excludes, right?
That's crazy.
Yeah, so, so that is how he does it. The footnotes here say that you can also look at the Marapin, the Minchas Yitzchak, the Chasdi David, or Moshe Feinstein for other attempts to try to make this Gemara make sense. Maybe we'll try one more. So the Marapin is the longer version of the Pnei Moshe.
When it says Bnei Yisrael, it doesn't actually mean Bnei Yisrael.
Yes, exactly. So, Yeah, so he spells it out there, right? Because it's not just B'nai Yisrael, you have to deal with the word Ish and all types of things. Okay, we'll leave it as either this is not a real drasha or it is. And if it is, it's odd. Because I'm not going to go through everything. Let's go on. Vatanina. So now, if the chum hold even soft fake produce is demai and not vadai tevel, even though it came from non-Jews and they weren't mafresh. Now back to our Mishnah. Eitzel anachri keperotav. So isn't this against our Mishnah, which holds that if you leave your produce by inovid avodah zarah, it's treated as vadai tevel. Now that seems a contradiction because in our Mishnah and the storehouse, there are cases of Jewish produce and non-Jewish produce being mixed. So Reb Meir, who's Machmir, would treat the produce returned to the Jew as Tevel as well. But the Chachamim, who are leaning by the storehouse and allow you to assume that magically it is assumed to be the Jews, even when it's 99-1, how could they say that when I leave it by the in the hands of a non-Jew, I now have to worry in the one-on-one, it's 50-50. Suddenly I'm Machmir. By 99-1, I'm Akil, and 50-50, I'm Machmir. It doesn't make any sense. Right, because there, what does the Gemara say, right? We assume that, the non-Jew, they switched it. He's like, we don't know he switched it. We're more convinced that he switched it than the 99 other, I mean, come on, right? So, now the... So in the footnote, in the textual variants here, they note that why did we need Rishul ben Kasvi to ask this question? Just say, look, there's a stira, chachamim. What is this whole like lamdus? So it's possible that without Rishul ben Kasvi, you could have said that by the storehouse, it's different. Namely, the Rambam holds that wheat grown and processed in the hands of a non-Jew, Jigun Goy, is pater even midirabana. And therefore, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah is Mekil, that the produce is Vadai Mitukan, because whether it was exchanged or not, it'll be fine, because that which the Jew had is Mitukan, that which the non-Jew had is Patur. If that's the case, then saying that the produce is Demai is a Chumra. Right? That despite the fact the majority of the produce... by an Andrew is not Tevel at all, by definition, right? We're treating as Demai Lichumra because he might have put something in. Now, if that was the case, there'd be no contradiction because in our Mishnah, both the produce of the Jew and the non-Jew are exempt, and therefore the Chumim happened to be Mekel. But in the storehouse, the Jew's produce is itself Demai, right? So, and therefore you have to be Machmir, but Rishu ben Kasvai... by saying that, no, that's not what's going on, that it's one measure of Demai, which is making everything Tahor, he understands the Chachamim as showing, as reflecting a leniency, not to treat the produce as the produce of the non-Jew, which is subject to Maaser D'Rabbanan. So when our Mishnah says that we treat the return produce as the non-Jews, it must be we treat the produce as Vadai Tevil and not Vadai Nothing. Right, so only once you have Shuvan Kasvai, you learn basically not like the Rambam. Right? That's basically how the Ridvaz comes out, because it's clear that we're not saying it's Vadei Patra, we're saying it's Vadei Chayav. So the Gemara answers, Amar Elazar, Chachamim Shein B'Shitat Rabbi Meir. You're right, it's not Chachamim, it's Rabbi Meir. It's the rabbis who follow Rabbi Meir, right? And therefore it's true, right? The Mishnah and Breit are similar, and the Tana Kama of our Mishnah is the position of Rabbi Meir, and therefore in both cases he treats it as Vadai Tevel. And that is therefore the Mishnah and the Breit are the same. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chachamim Mamash, and the Rabbi Yochanan says no, the Chachamim mean the Chachamim. Crazy shita there. So Bo and Kume Matam. Then why is the Mishnah and the Breit different? So Amar Lon Katasavun Ana Amar Lochon. When you get old, I'll tell you. Yes, so that is how the Rosh Tzibilio says it. When you're old, I'll tell you. Right? Pnei Moshe is the same thing, right? Meaning, I don't want to tell you. It's a secret, so when you get older, I'll tell you. The Marafulda says, Targum shel tamei misa, v'dacho dam lorzel gaut lematam, which is, his first answer is, no. Sav, not from Saba, but from Saiv, which is impure in Aramaic, which is your tame, go away. Right? I don't want to answer you. This is a tame question. Tame question. And then he quotes Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi. Who's Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi? The Shita Mikubetzet, the author of Shita Mikubetzet, in the first tshuva of the Shita Mikubetzet, who says it's about being old. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So Mahavi Amar Lahon, when they got old, / when he stopped calling them tame, what exactly would he have said if he was willing to answer them? So Kamand Amar Me'alein Kiblu Et Amasra. What we wouldn't want to tell them was the secret, which was that Trumot and Maestro, after you came back from Bavel, it's not Doraita, and it's not Derabanan. It was less. It was they accepted it on themselves, right? Right? Meaning, well, or maybe it is sort of Derabanan. Meaning it's not Doraita, definitely not Doraita, maybe Derabanan or maybe less, right? And that's why we have random kulot, right? And he didn't want to tell people that. I didn't want to tell them. So the reason that the Chachamim went so far to be mekel that the one box of Demai makes everything tower is because there's no chiyuv whatsoever. Truma Meister for Jews, non-Jews, anybody. Mizmah, does anyone want to tell anybody?
I think the Rabbanan is saying it's like, they're saying it's Tevel on the Mishnah.
That's right. So he's saying in the Breita, he didn't want to explain the Breita. Because in the Breita, the reason that 99 to 1 they're mekel is because...
Because
nothing is Doraita Bizman Hazeh, not Jew, not non-Jew. They accepted it on themselves. However, in the Stam Mishnah, he didn't want to say that. Right? In the Stam Mishnah, Rebbe wanted to not let us know, and therefore it quoted Rebbe Meir, meaning it presented the Stam position as if it were Rebbe Meir, who's Machmir, so that no one would realize that Truman Meister Bizman is there only the Rabbanan or Kibbul Olayim. And now this is, by the way, just very important that, right, we have this a lot in Halacha. Halacha Vein Morim Kane, right, that something is the Halacha, but you're not allowed to tell anybody that. Right, there is a certain, I think, maybe Rabbi Navich calls it this, but a certain political aspect, right, to Psak, right? Psak isn't just telling you the Halacha, it's making sure you do the right thing, right? And at some level, therefore, it is legitimate in Psak to not be to play all of our cards because, yeah, we want you to do the right thing. If you don't think it's the right thing. Now, this is, I know, a very controversial idea nowadays that Psak is more than just saying something's also a mutter. That the job of the Poseg is to, part of the job of the Poseg is to tell you what's right. Correct. So what we do is exactly. Now again, there are complexities here, such as is it always right to do things like this? Does it change when there's so much transparency anyways? Meaning you could pretend, but someone could Google in 5 minutes and figure out that you're not giving them the whole story, and that's going to undermine faith in the rabbinic community. Is it only possible to do things like this when people won't have access to it? Is it only when you're not explicit? Can you pretend that a Darabunt is a Doraita? According to the Rambam, that's a violation of what Isser Baltosif. That what makes it legitimate Darabunt is that you tell them it's Darabunt. What makes it Baltosif is that you pretend it's Doraita, as opposed to Maharil in the Minahagim, in Or Ayin, who says that no. Remember we saw this last year, first week of Yeshiva? You guys were in my share. Asmachta. Maharil says Asmachta is the rabbi's tricking you. Trying to make you think something's Doraita. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Shmuel Bar Ba Boy. Shmuel Bar Ba asked, Nichol Tara Lo Amar Lan. So I understand that when it came to laws of Tara, he wouldn't tell them the answer. But Negeder Tara, because he wanted to be very, very careful about Tara. Lekachim Lo Negeder Kachim. By Kachim Alachot. We want to be super, super careful. The Ridvaz identifies precise machlokot where he was a little bit coy by tarot and by kachim to make people be machmir. He's like, fine, tarot, kachim, those are very machmir areas of halacha. The meiser lo amarlan, the ilo amarlan mavim gever meiser. I don't understand, but by meiser, why are you being so machmir, right? Meaning what it doesn't need as much chumrah. It's not a category that needs as much chumrah as kachim and tara. So why are you playing these games? So Gemara says, come on down, Rabbi Alen, give a land and a miser. It again is because he thought that it did. Because it was only Derabanan, they accepted it themselves. People wouldn't even have kept it if they realized it was only Derabanan and they accepted it as a not because it was of Kiddusha. And therefore, that's why they did it. Now, this is a little bit problem because it makes it redundant, right? Because it's saying asking the question, answering it, asking the same question, and answering it exactly again. The Marfolda, therefore, has a different explanation. And he said, originally, Gemara said, this is not a general kula. Right, that we were worried that the Chachamim would, that because of this kula, people would extend it to other aspects of Maaser. The Gemara wasn't thrilled with this. And said, right, that what we're very worried about is not that people will just have localized kulot. It's that they won't take Maaser seriously at all. Right? Meaning originally it said maybe they'll extend it to a case, to another case. And then we said, oh, come on. Right? Maaser is not that chamor that we're worried that they're going to extend it from one case to another, that I start pulling these games. But the Gemara says, no, they were worried they were going to give up in Maaser. That is very severe, and therefore we had to be a little bit opaque. So now going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that if you give produce which is mitukan by a non-Jew, so the Tanakhama says when you get it back, it's Vadei Tevel, and Rabbi Shimon says that is demise. So now the Gemara says on Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Moshe B'Shem Shehu, Mafresh Ma'asrotav Mehalacha. That Midirabanan, what does it mean, Demai? That Midirabanan, you have to be Mafresh. Right, just like it would by Demai. So Rabbi Shimon Amar Mafresh, Rabbanan Amar Mafresh Ma'beinam. The Gemara says, well, that's great, but then what's the difference? So one of them calls it Tevel, one of them calls it Demai, both of them agree to be Mafresh. Can you please explain to me if there is a difference to this Halacha? Oh, by the way, I should just mention the Pnei Moshe and the Gra and the Ritvaz just erase part of this Gemara and move it around so that there really was only one question and answer before.
Okay,
fine. That's the other possibility. Because yeah. In Yerushalmi, you can play fast and loose with Gersod. So that's always the answer in the Yerushalmi. Is, oh, it doesn't make sense. Okay, erase it. Move it. Do whatever you want. Fine, yeah. Okay, what else? Rishimon Omer, Mafresh v'no tel domim v'na shevet. Rabbanon Amri Mafresh v'no tel domim v'na shevet. Everyone agrees you have to be Mafresh. But the question, if it's Vadei Tevel, then you owe it to the Kohanim. So you give it to them without being, or you give it, the Truman Mice, you give it to the Kohanim and Levim, and they don't pay you for it. But if it's Demai, so the ritual component, you have to be Mafresh it. But if you're going to give it to them, you're going to give them Truma, they have to pay for it. Because the monetary, Amotze Mecha Rabbeir or Olav Araya. So you have to be Mafresh it and then sell it to them. So Afilu Kitrumat Chutz La'aretz Eina. Where it says, how can Rabbi Yochanan say that according to the Rabbanan, you're not even allowed to take money? If that's the case, then the Maaser, which you separate from this Pikadon, is not even as machmir as Truma Chutz La'aretz. Right now, again, Midoraita to Truma and Maaser only apply in Eretz Israel, but Midorabbanan, they apply in the lands which are Samoch, right? Mitzrayim, Bavel, Suri, Amon, Moav. Well, Suri has its own. Halacha. Because ilu trumat chutz laaretz, because by trumat chutz laaretz, shema inu notel damim min hashevet. Right, you get money, right? Meaning you have to be mafresh, but you're allowed to take money from the Kohanim for it. So meaning even Vadai, Trumav Chutz La'aretz, you say that it only has the, and again, we've talked about this before, the difference between the Hafrasha and the Netina, but now this Safek case, you're saying you can't take money, it's that Vadai? So the Gemara says, Dilmal Ikar Tivlo Shel Goy Itamarat. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan wasn't saying his halacha by this exchange case. You're right. Rabbi Yochanan isn't commenting on that. He's just making a general statement. They begin to tell you, Rabbi Yehuda b'Shimon Omrim, Yishkin, L'goy b'Eretz Yisrael, L'vot Shem, Minam Asrot, They were arguing about the general machloka that we mentioned before. Does the non-Jew have the ability to acquire land in Israel to remove Kedusha such that it's not chayav in Shemot and Ma'isrot? And Alei, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Achiv Shem Yochanan, Modi Rabbi Shem Shem Mavish, Ma'isrot of Mehalacha. The Gemara was saying, just know that in general, there even the people who hold Yesh Kinyan, and therefore Mid Araita, that which the non-Jew owns in Eretz Yisrael, is Pater Bechefza. From Shulchan Aruch Ma'aser, it holds that Mid Rabbanan is Chayv. You're right. It has nothing to do with our case of Savek. They were now reverting back to the general Halacha and saying that there's the fundamental Machloket is Shulchan Aruch Ma'aser of land from that which is grown in the land of non-Jews, Chayv Mid Torah or Mid Rabbanan. That's what they were commenting on, and that brings us to the next Mishnah.